Today's the day we commit to being those people that do fast and do pray and do penance this Lenten season for God, country, God, family, and country in that order. It's in the Crusader Knight logo. I'll throw it up in the chat room for you. Oh, Mrs. O'Connell says she got it. Okay. That's what it says. It says Deum Patriae et Filiae, or Familiae. And that means for God, family, and country. Pro Deo, Familiae, et Patriae. Memorize that. Take it with you. Take that logo. Put it on your, make it your avatars. What's that? Tattoo it on your forehead, Mr. Lebowski. Yeah, make it your avatar. Some of you guys in the chat room, you can make it if you're a knight, Crusader knight. If you're not, sign up. Go read what it entails today. We're going to start getting serious with it. I've been threatening this, but Our Lady is moving me into action, and I'm ready for the task and to begin. I want to start today by talking a little bit about what happened this weekend, because I kind of hit around the edges yesterday, but I didn't get into it in great enough detail or from a more holistic point of view. I was thinking about this. As a matter of fact, I want to just send a shout out. I don't know if they're listening, because I know they're busy guys. But the reason I created the Crusade channel and continue to crusade and endure all that means in running this joint 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you miss Joe Pasillo, Joe Resinello from Joyzy yesterday afternoon, it was one of their better, finer live performances. I want to direct your attention to Joe and Joe's first hour, second segment in particular. And if you didn't get it, Justin will get it up on the Crusade Channel website later on this morning, if he hadn't already put it up there. I want you to listen to hour one, segment two, because it was absolutely outstanding and important. My brothers Pasillo and Resinello talked about porn, pornography. Apparently, I guess, did Larry Flint just die? I must have missed the obit. I didn't see her. I thought he died years ago. But in any event, for some reason, they were talking about Larry Flint and how people were, he was a brief speech champion. No, he wasn't. He was a pervert. He was an absolute sick, twisted pervert. And brothers Pasillo and Resinello just went to town and went to war against porn, but more importantly, against men still consuming it. It goes away when you stop consuming it. And they just did it was two Jersey guys that were talking about how it applies to their life and exhorting gentlemen to stop it. You're better than that. Your wife and your children and your family demands that you be better than that. And it was just really, it was so well done, and it came from their hearts and from their lived experience, making it, that's exactly what we want on this channel. We want people to be talking about important things like that as real people. As professional broadcasters as well, but as real people. And through a lived experience. And that's what that was. Now, I didn't get, maybe they carried on for the next tour. I didn't get to hear the whole program because I got home and there's lots of stuff to do to weatherize as a house. But if you missed it, get it later on today at crusadechannel.com. The Joe and Joe, you listened to the whole show, absolutely. But if you can only listen to half an hour, do that half an hour. Hour one, segment two. Do that segment. Okay, I want to talk. How does this happen? How are there thousands upon thousands of people lining the streets that lead to Mar-a-Lago, coming from the Trump International Golf Course, waiting for POTUS 45 to drive by after a round of golf. You got to see this. I am not exaggerating. There are thousands of them. I bet Miss Cindy probably had something to do with that or is part of that because she lives near there. And it was in West Palm Beach. There are pictures everywhere. You can see pictures. People like them pictures. So, why? He was just impeached. They just savaged the man. They accused him of wanting to kill people. They accused him of being a traitor, of treason. They accused him of inciting a riot and then leading it. They accused him of lying, stealing, cheating, conniving. You name... you name the pejorative, and they assailed him with it. And then to add insult to injury with these lies and these vagabond liars, then members of what supposedly is his own political party, the Republican Party, then line up to take a shot like the useless, feckless, corrupt Mitch McConnell pledging with Nikki. You know, I truly don't get this. What is this obsession, some conservatives, with Nikki Haley? First of all, I believe that she is very similar to Kamala Harris and is not eligible to be president. I don't know. Apparently, that doesn't matter to anyone other than me anymore, that you actually want to start kind of, if you're going to have these presidents of these United States, maybe they ought to actually be qualified. And I don't mean qualified in smarts and all that, but they should be there, and in morals. I mean actually qualified, age, citizenship, the other requirements, etc. Harris is simply not eligible. Heaven forfend that something should actually happen to Biden and that wench, that pinko commie, traitorous wench, who shouldn't even be a member of the Senate. It's dubious whether or not she's actually eligible to be a member of the Senate. But the qualification of that is less. Should become president. It'll set a horrible precedent, one that, if it isn't ended, will then for sure end what we call the United States of America. But why do all these people find out where Trump's going to be and then jam the streets with American and Trump flags and then just wait for the guy to drive by in a car so they can wave at him? And look, you can see that pic there of Trump in the back of the, President Trump in the back of the car, smiling and just giving him the thumbs up. At one point in time, he rolled the window down and waved, didn't he?
That was after he played golf yesterday.
Now, this is after a round of golf. Let me ask you, is there anyone that's waiting for Obama to emerge from whatever massage parlor he just wandered out of? Did I say that? I meant Clinton. Is there anyone waiting for Bill Clinton in lines, waving flags and such, as he wanders out of some massage parlor in Little Rock, Arkansas, or Manhattan, or wherever it is that he's at? I just wanted there to have some hot rocks put on my back. Speaking of hot rock, that's it. But also that now I just go to these places because I've got sore muscles. There's no other reason. Is anyone waiting for Obama? Would anyone even recognize or care if Bush 43 walked by? or it went somewhere and was about to emerge. So, why is this devotion to this billionaire? This guy has nothing in common with these people. Well, I can tell you what I think it is. It is the fact that the entirety, almost the entirety of all the elite political class looks down upon those people as losers. Inconvenient people that they have to speak to retain or to gain unjustified, corrupt political and economic power. There's also the chest puffing part of it as well. And for whatever reason, Trump's not like that. He doesn't communicate it. He doesn't ooze it. He, when he's in a crowd, he seems to, I've talked about this for 2 years now, he seems to genuinely like these people. They seem to genuinely like him. They shout out, "We love you." He shouts back, "I love you too." You know, love is a powerful, love is the most powerful force in all of human affairs. St. Paul tells us that charity is the most important and most powerful, and that we'll get grace, but that charity is important. Well, Father Damien on Sunday said that you can replace charity with love. That the words are almost interchangeable. So, why is it that this continues? I'll tell you why. My old buddy Stephen Klugowitz, who I have not spoken with in 5 or 6 years, has a piece. I don't know if I printed it out or not, but I can. I didn't? Okay. Well, I think I still have the window open. He writes about, this is from back in 2013, at the height of Obama's popularity amongst Democrats and at the height of the evil that the Democrat Party had done in a mere 2 years. It only took 2 years to get Obamacare and all the rest of that. That Obama has done. And Klugowitz wrote this back then, and it's under the title of Stand, Men of the West. Did I? And he writes about how now is not the time, just because you think that you have been politically beaten and that they control the buildings, of course, at that time, Boehner would have been in charge of the area. Yeah, Stand Men of the West. He quotes T.S. Eliot here, and that's where we begin on Fat Tuesday here today to get ready for Lent as we sharpen our swords, make sure our shields are nice and shiny, get our armaments and weaponry and our attitudes and souls oriented to what we got to do. Western civilization is undeniably in decline, and indeed its very existence is in doubt. Yet those thoughts ought not to drag conservatives down into a morass of defeatism. Though the hour is late, a remnant must run to the barricades and shield itself and whatever is left of Western civilization from the barbarians at the gates. And then later on he goes, added to all this is our conservative tendency to revel in the nobility of lost causes. In other words, we like to be flagged, flagellated. Today's a Tuesday. If you're a Catholic and you pray the rosary, you should do it every day, especially if you're a crusader knight. Whether you signed the damn email form or not, I care not. But in spirit, you can be one, then if you're not actually on the email list. But you can do so at my website at mikechurch.com. You prayed the sorrowful mysteries today, and the number two is Jesus is scourged. The Latin word is flagellatio, I believe. We seem to enjoy being scourged, being beaten, being flagged, being whipped, and very loudly and publicly proclaiming that we've been beaten and flagellated and whipped and what have you here. And look at what they've done to us. And there's another thing. I think I heard Barrett talk about the Mr. Barrett from the Barrett Brief Show, weekdays, 10 to 1 Central Time here, talk about this the other day with, I know what it was yesterday with Christopher Lawrence. Stop aspiring to be part of their rotten culture. Why do you want to take over or win back Facebook? Just let it go, man. You got sp3rn.com, a wonderful and I think better alternative anyway. We gotta take Twitter back. You're not gonna take Twitter back. Remember that essay that we read? I read you the whole thing about 3 weeks ago from the people that promote the Jewish way of life and the practice of Judaism over at tabletmag.com. Remember, I read that whole essay to you where she said everything is broken. And she laid out the reason why you always feel like you're defeated on social media is because it's not made for you. It is made for the libtard. It's not made for you. It is made to promote evil. It is made to make you sin. It is made to lead you to it. But yet the temptation is there. We're going to take it back. No, take something that's beautiful back that they've destroyed. Or, I don't know, like square or round box ugly churches and beautify them. A far more worthy endeavor than taking back a social media platform. By the by, social media does not produce anything other than human misery and suffering and loss and lack of productivity. Yes, we encourage people to chat. I think chatting amongst themselves is fine. But you're chatting, you're communicating. And all this nonsense, again, is if everyone is a publisher, then no one is a publisher. But Klugowitz quotes, and there's an article at Crisis Magazine today that quotes T.S. Eliot, too. This is how I found Klugowitz's old essay. Added to all this is our conservative tendency to revel in the nobility of lost causes. This in and of itself is not a bad thing at all, quite the opposite, in fact. As T.S. Eliot said, quote, "We fight for lost causes because we know that our defeat and dismay may be the preface to our successor's victory. Though that victory itself will be temporary, we fight rather to keep something alive than in the expectation that anything will triumph." And then Klugowitz says, Tolkien agreed with Eliot's sentiments, quote, "I am a Christian and indeed a Roman Catholic, so that I do not expect history to be anything but a long defeat, though it contains, and in legend may contain more clearly and movingly, some samples or glimpses of final victory."